WCE and 107.7 FM W299 CD Richland Center. And always on the Civic Media app.
ABC News, I'm Richard Cantu. New York City officials today to talk about a police officer firing his service weapon inside a Columbia University administration building this week while clearing out pro-Palestinian demonstrators. The bullet didn't hit anybody. Live in the East? Got ground meat in the freezer? More than 8 tons of ground meat sold at Walmart's being recalled.
A consumer alert for customers who bought 6 different types of raw ground meat at Walmart. The recall announced by the U.S. Department of Agriculture's Food Safety and Inspection Service, along with Cargill Meat Solutions. The meats, which may have been contaminated with E. coli, were processed between April 26th and 27th of this year. The packages sold in 9 eastern states and all have the printed establishment number EST86P.
ABC's Dave Packer. Connecticut hoping to reopen I-95 at Norwalk by Monday after a gasoline tanker crashed and burned, severely damaging an overpass that is going to be demolished. This is ABC News.
Civic Media News. I'm Terry Bell. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. Amtrak will start a second passenger train route between St. Paul and Chicago later this month. The Borealis trains begin service on the 21st. The new trains follow the current Empire Builder route between St. Paul and Milwaukee and the Hiawatha stops between Milwaukee and Chicago. There'll be 8 stops in Wisconsin. Donald Trump telling a Waukesha rally Wednesday he supports the law enforcement crackdown on the pro-Palestinian protest encampment at UW-Madison.
To every college president, I say remove the encampments immediately, vanquish the radicals, and take back our campuses for all of the normal students who want a safe place from which to learn.
Police say 34 people were arrested, but only 4 of them went to jail. And that's what you need to know. I'm Terry Bell, and this is Civic Media News.
The Bucks stop here. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. Milwaukee with a season-ending loss to the Pacers, 120-98. The Bucks made a major trade for Damian Lillard. They fired and hired 2 coaches, but still ended the season in the first round of the playoffs again. But after the game, Doc Rivers saying, remember how they won with both Giannis and Dame out Tuesday night.
Listen, we're the first team in NBA history to win a game with your 2 best scorers out. I mean, that's history. That's not like 1 game or 1 year. It's hard to do, man. Like, take Jokic and Murray away. You know, go to each team and take your 2 best players away. It's going to be hard. We understood that, but what I loved about our guys is no one wavered. Not one guy wavered. Every single guy in that locker room thought, even without those guys, we're still going to win this series. That says a lot about the character of your team.
Baseball, it's the Brewers and the Cubs this weekend at Wrigley Field. The first time Cubs manager Craig Counsell facing his former team. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
Earl Ingram.
In Wisconsin, parents pay 1/3 of their income on child care. Think about what we need our income for. Shelter, food, clothing, gas bill, electric bill. And we're talking about 1 child. This is a crisis. Young families are saddled with what is almost impossible to deal with.
The Earl Ingram Show, weekday mornings 8 to 10 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app. Todd Albaugh.
Hey, everybody. Join us next time live from the Pablo Center in Eau Claire, Wisconsin for the premiere of When Rubber Hits the Road. One of the filmmakers, BJ Hollers, and more. Join us.
The Todd Albaugh Show, weekdays noon till 2.
Lots of sunshine today. We'll get to around 71 for a high this afternoon. The wind out of the northwest at 5 to 15. Tonight, clear, 47. Tomorrow, sunshine in the morning. A few more clouds with scattered showers or an isolated thunderstorm in the afternoon. High of 72 by Sunday, sunny with a high near 70. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Currently, it's 47.
The Todd Alba Show.
Terry Barr, host of Slice of Wisconsin here on Civic Media. Mr. Zommers, what is that called?
My Wife is Drunk by Terry's favorite, Alvin Stasinski.
There you go.
Yeah. It's so funny to listen to a polka because you think, where did that song come from?
Right? We actually had one person text during the break there said, how about the Metal Muffin Polka?
Todd, let's quickly write that and make it.
The Todd Alba Show. Weekdays, noon till 2 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app. Civic Media.
Clock when you've got the farm babe, Pam Yonke and the Farm Report.
That's right, up and at 'em on a Friday. Welcome in, everybody. I'm Farm Director Pam Yonke. Doesn't look too bad as far as the weather is concerned today. Sunshine in the La Crosse area looks like around 69 for a high. Madison should see 73, a little cooler along the lakeshore, about 65 degrees. Everybody's got rain in the forecast tomorrow. Sunshine back on Sunday, but more rain in the forecast coming up next week. Frustrating. A lot of Wisconsin farmers that just want to keep going with planting. We'll talk weather details with Stu Mucker, ag meteorologist, in about 15 minutes. We're also talking about spring planting details. You know, it's not just about the moisture. It's also been about the winds. A lot of our agribusiness providers have been trying to get different applications out there to try to fight weeds or maybe get fertilizer on, but that wind makes it really difficult. We're going to talk with one of the ag business vendors that's been out in that wind, Dean Ebert, who is in West Bend. He's part of the Helena Agri team, is going to give us kind of a from the field update this morning. From Washington, D.C., we've learned that Wisconsin Congressman Tom Tiffany has been successful in the first step of trying to delist the gray wolf off the endangered species list. It's really not about the threat of the animal population wise, but it is about who gets to call the shots managing the population. Charity Seebecker sat down with the congressman when she was in Washington, D.C. this week. We've got that detail on the way.
Rural Mutual Insurance, keeping Wisconsin strong.
You may know Rural Mutual Insurance as the number one farm insurer, but did you know they also offer a competitive home, auto, business, and life insurance? They make it convenient to bundle your insurance while saving you time and money. Visit ruralmutual.com to learn more.
Rural Mutual Insurance, keeping Wisconsin strong.
The excitement on the UW River Falls campus is palpable as seniors prepare to accept their diplomas. I'm Stephanie Hoff from the southern end of the world's longest barn in Madison. The news from the College of Agriculture, Food and Environmental Sciences is that the job market for these graduates is looking good. So good that students are having to weigh the benefits of each job offer carefully before making a decision. We'll hear what these students are looking for in a few minutes. First, we catch up with College Dean Michael Orth. He tells us where the numbers are trending for agriculture students entering the workforce.
I think the graduation rate is in terms of the numbers, are fairly steady. So really, after COVID, our college numbers had gone down, but I think we've basically topped that off, and I think we're heading back up. So I think really our graduation numbers are, for at least from what I have been told earlier, are pretty comparable to what we've had in the past.
Are there majors that stand out compared to others in the ag program?
The biggest one by far is the animal science. In fact, they will graduate more students than any other program. So animal science, pre-vet, companion animal, that group is the biggest on campus.
I am curious what the job market looks like for today's graduates. You know, the headlines have always said that Wisconsin is in a workforce shortage. Does that mean it's right. been easy for students to land a job?
Actually, yes. Here in the Ag Science Building, we have an internship kind of wall where we post internships. It's completely full. Like, we have more internships than we have students. And if you think about an internship, in fact, I was just talking to a company today. Basically, when they're doing an internship, it's basically a longer-term job interview. It's an on-site job interview. I mean, most places that do an internship are hoping that potentially that student would work there. So if you even use that as a barometer, our students have zero issues finding jobs in the ag areas. There's plenty of them out there.
Is that across all ag areas, or do you see certain sectors of the industry in right. more demand than others?
I would say, okay, just, again, this is anecdotal here. Animal, plant, nurse sciences, those areas, ag engineering, ag tech, I would say they're all really robust. The only one maybe, and I say maybe, might be in the ag econ area. That might not be quite as strong as some of the other ones, but that would be it. But even there, I haven't heard of students having any issues. The plant, the crops, the soil, the animal side, the equipment side, all of those areas are very strong. In fact, even companies, again, I was talking to this company today, technically they're not looking for anybody, but technically they're always looking for somebody. If they have an internship, if there's a good student, they will try to hire them. There are students here that they could have multiple offers when they graduate. It is a really good market.
I mean, if you could ballpark it, how many of your ag students do you think have a job already before graduation?
I wouldn't be surprised if it's over 90%. A lot of these kids already do. Having said that, too, there are some that are going to go to graduate school, some that are going to go to vet school, some that may be going back to work on the farm. I don't know. But the number has got to be very, very high at this point. Absolutely. A lot of it goes back to those internships, right? If they, let's say last summer they did an internship, they like it, they get a job offer, you know, they pretty much are locked in, you know, by the time they graduate.
Mike Orth along with us, Dean of the UW River Falls College of Agriculture, Food and Environmental Sciences. We just heard how internships have been so successful for companies looking to hire graduates. I visited with three UW River Falls seniors about their job hunting experience and what led them to choose their career after graduation. And let me tell you, I was surprised because not one of them mentioned the word salary or pay. Not saying that that's not important, but what they held higher was how they connected with the people that they were going to be working with and how the job was going to help them transition from student to employee. Ben Steffes will hold his degree in animal science. He's looking forward to working with ABS as a reproductive technician serving farms in Clark County. He tells us why he chose ABS.
My junior year, I went to the career fair and I got an internship with ABS Global, and that's what really led me to looking into that side of it and the reproduction side of it. And I really enjoyed my internship. And afterwards, they were really pleased how it went. So they offered me a job. And it was hard to turn down because I knew quite a few people from doing my internship with riding along with many techs and salespeople. So it just felt like a great fit.
How do you weigh the benefits of a job? You mentioned people was really important.
Well, I think like with any job, you want to enjoy who you work with and be around and get along with them. So that was a really big part. But coming out of a college when you're trying to pay off all your debts, it really helped to have a company truck. So that's one less thing I have to worry about.
Ben Steffes will be graduating with a degree in animal science. And now I'll introduce you to Jaden Miller. She'll be taking her agricultural business degree to Syngenta following graduation. She'll be a research associate helping with the planting, harvesting, and pollinating of plants in research trials. She says she applied for a lot of jobs through online career services like LinkedIn and Indeed. But in the end, Jaden decided to go with Syngenta, a company that she interned with for a number of years. Similar to Ben, she points to the people as the reason why.
I wanted to see like how I interacted with like the boss. I wanted to see if there's like a good interaction with them and if I would have good days at work and just seeing how excited they were with their jobs and their experiences. So just connecting with my bosses and other employees. And I already know parts of my job that will make it easier for a transition from going from college to a full-time job.
And Jaden, it sounds like you really value the workplace relationship. Is that a similar value that you find your peers have as well?
Yeah, I feel like for everybody, they want to be comfortable and enjoy their job. And a big aspect of that is like having good coworkers and being able to discuss things with your boss. And like having that professional relationship with your coworkers.
Jaden Miller will be graduating with a degree in agricultural business. And finally, meet Kendra Gents. After earning a degree in agricultural communications, Kendra is taking a position with Quick Trip as their campus tour coordinator. She tells me what attracted her to the position after the job searching process.
So my journey looked a lot like spending time on LinkedIn, submitting my applications to opportunities that I really liked, and then also doing interviews. And you're also going to be able to tell within your interviews if it's the place that you're meant to be and that your values are respected. And that's where that you're going to be able to make an impact.
You're looking for an employer that cares about people and connection and values. Do you find that a lot of your friends are holding that people aspect higher than maybe some other aspects of a new job?
I do think that that is a large part, especially if you think about our graduating class. Our graduating class, most of us were graduating high school in 2020 and then started our college in 2020 when COVID was happening. And I think that really put into perspective for us of what's most important in life and those connections and those people and that values that come with it is just a part that we really hold dear because it's something that we had taken care away from us. So we always want to make sure that that's something instilled in where we're working.
Kendra Jentz along with us. She'll soon be graduating with a degree in agricultural communications. And as she put it, personal connection is really important for this group of graduates in their careers because it's something that was stripped away from them during the COVID-19 pandemic. In my interview with College Dean Michael Orth, he did say that this unusual pandemic experience and high regard for connection in the workplace sets these graduates up for success, and he's noticed companies looking for these attributes. From the southern end of the world's longest barn in Madison, I'm Stephanie Hoff.
This is the Midwest Farm Report with Pam Yonke.
Your hometown station for news, talk, and sports. This is News from the Center, WRCE, 1450 AM and 107.7 FM.
As a mom and a teacher, I've done it all. Fundraisers, field trips, school assemblies. It's what we do for our children. Whether you're a public school parent, educator, or both, we share one goal, giving our children the best education. The Wisconsin Education Association Council looks forward this school year to partnering with you. Our children's success depends on it. Join us at weac.org. Welcome back to school.
What is dedication?
The thing that drives me every day as a dad is Dariana. We call him Day Day for short. Every day he's hungry for something, whether it's attention, affection, knowledge. And there's this huge responsibility in making sure that when he's no longer under my wing, that he's a good person. I want him to be able to sit back one day and go, we worked together, we did a good job.
That's dedication. Find out more at fatherhood.gov. Brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services and the Ad Council.
Busted Pencils, fully leaded education talk.
When you have a fully funded, privatized voucher system, Heather, help us out.
Wisconsin has made a choice to disinvest from the public good and put money into a wholly unaccountable system and just let their political cronies laugh all the way to the bank while our kids pay the price.
Busted Pencils with Dr. Tim and Dr. Johnny, weeknights at 6 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app. The Todd Albaugh Show.
State Senator Kelda Royce in Richland County. UW System made the unilateral decision to completely vacate the campus by July 1st of this year.
It's so short-sighted to think it costs a little bit more money to run it and there aren't as many students, so let's just shut it down. A smart business owner would say now is the time to invest because we know every person that comes through the door, you're going to get 40-fold the investment from how they're going to be able to give back to our state.
The Todd Albaugh Show. Weekdays, noon till 2 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app. Pat Kreitlow.
Friday morning, it's another wonderful sign of the season. Saturday's fishing opener. Plus, Mark Jacob will review media coverage of the week's top stories.
Up North News with Pat Kreitlow. Weekday mornings starting at 6. News from the Center, WRCE.
Told me they've got about 3/10 of an inch rain in the last 24 hours time. Frank up by Elroy had an inch through midnight last night. So all kinds of variations out there. Let me know what you got. 877-301-3276. Wet fields are not what Wisconsin ginseng growers want. In fact, the drier, the better. That's according to our friend Kirk Bauman from Bauman Farms, the ginseng growers, the biggest ginseng growers in Wisconsin in the United States, up by Wausau.
Ginseng with our shaded structure that goes over the plants, we have to shade them at 80%. We we retain a lot of moisture in the gardens. So if corn, soybean, you know, is on the dry side and they're struggling, we're happy. The other farmers aren't happy, but that's good for the ginseng industry. Mm-hmm. So the last couple of years have been a little bit on the drier side. So the gardens that we do have should be on the healthier side.
Again, Kirk Bauman from Wausau. He's with Bauman Companies. He just came back from a trip to China, Vietnam, and India. He said China still remains the biggest market for Wisconsin ginseng, despite tariffs and trade policies that make it difficult. He's there to try to bring the word.
It's considered a traditional Chinese medicine, so there are restrictions on how and where and it is used, but it mostly is sold through TCM or herbal shops for traditional Chinese medicine. Last fall now, they have opened up the American ginseng to be used as a food. So we'll see if that creates more demand and maybe a little bit of a bump in prices. So that's to be determined yet.
Again, Kirk Bauman. A lot of the Wisconsin ginseng industry still does business face-to-face. It's part of having a cultural respect for those folks in China, in Vietnam, potentially in India. Kirk Bauman taking the time away from his farm to travel globally to share the message of Wisconsin ginseng. Let's travel across a couple counties and catch up with Stu Muck, our ag meteorologist, for our Compure Financial Ag Weather Update. You heard my rainfall report, and knowing that the ginseng growers would rather have it dry, I think all of us would rather have it dry so we can keep going with spring plans, but that's not happening, huh?
Yeah, not quite the story. Not that we saw in most places a lot of rain yesterday or last night, as it were. About a tenth of an inch here in the Fond du Lac area. I see 66 hundredths of an inch, the report at La Crosse, 9 hundredths of an inch at the Sheboygan County Airport. Just not a whole lot of rain here and there. Where did I see Baraboo had 34 hundredths is their indication as well. So that kind of a situation. But a cool front's pulling east and away from Wisconsin this morning, taking the rain with it. Sprinkly showers still around southeast into east central Wisconsin. That will end pretty quickly this morning. Fog, there's a dense fog advisory. Northeast Illinois, southeast Minnesota, just up into western Wisconsin. I mean, we're talking up into Buffalo, Trempealeau County, that kind of an area. But that fog will burn off as well. And through the day, more sunshine breaks out. That's great. A very fast-moving cool front with an upper-level system starts to pull in. Could even mean a few clouds by late tonight in far western Wisconsin. The clouds increase across the state Saturday, and a chance of rain does build in. Again, trace amounts, maybe a tenth of an inch or so, but that possibility developing from west to east Saturday, ending Saturday night. So by Sunday, we're back to some sunshine. Temperatures a lot more like normal or a bit above. Really sounds like an okay weekend, with the exception of that later Saturday rain. I'll have forecast details right after this.
Our next episode with the Wisconsin Agricultural Tourism Association takes us to Bull Brook Keep in Clear Lake. Sylvia Burgos-Toffness says agricultural tourism has allowed her to transition the farm from raising cattle to hosting pasture walks and medicinal herb workshops for the public. She says this unique experience fits the bill for consumers and adds value to the farm.
What we're finding out, and you know, even the 2017 Ag Census stated, people are looking to come to farms for unique experiences. Well, farms offer that. The interest and the hunger for the public, the general public, to visit a farm is growing because they have been so far removed from farming. And when a farmer can get visitors on the farm, there is an avenue for additional income, which is so important to small family farms.
Join the conversation and learn more about how agricultural tourism fits on your farm at gowiagtourism.com.
All right, Sue, let's have that Compure financial forecast.
Absolutely. With that fog in the west and clouds and maybe a sprinkle in the east, it's all going to clear out. More sunshine developing across the state today. And I expect most of us to be in the low 70s. Could be a little warmer in the west. Not bad. Northwest winds around 5 become variable here through the day. Overnight, clear skies, clouds increasing in the west late tonight. Mid and upper 40s for lows, east winds at 5 to 10. Now, there could be a little shower chance in western Wisconsin tomorrow in the morning. Otherwise, sunshine further east, the clouds develop. That chance of showers marches across Wisconsin. Midday, later day in the east, I'd expect temps still again in the upper 60s and low 70s. And southeast winds early become west as that cool front passes. Any rain ending late Saturday night, sunny on Sunday. Upper 60s, maybe a 70 here and there. The north winds at 5 to 10. A nicer day Monday, Pam, but I'd expect a little rain chance late Monday into Monday night.
Oh, all right. It's going to be that way for a while. And that honestly, one of my other egg guys was saying, it sounds like it's going to be wet on and off through May.
Yeah, the occasional sprinkle and untimeliness of it is going to stick around, yeah. Right.
Okay, have a good one. We'll catch you Monday.
All right, see ya.
Stumacher, ag meteorologist with your Compure Financial ag weather update. Compure Financial is your financial partner committed to agriculture and rural America. Visit Compure.com. Coming up, it looks like we're one step closer to giving states the responsibility for managing the gray wolf population. Stand by.
This is the Midwest Farm Report with Pam Yonke.
Ithaca's choice for news, talk, and sports. News from the Center, WRCE, 1450 AM and 107.7 FM.
As a network, we're called Civic Media because a big part of it is we want to start modeling how civic discourse really should happen and being respectful of each other's opinions, even if you disagree, you know, like they should be given a platform.
If Rocker and I can get along, right. We can all get along.
I know, exactly.
Right,
yeah.
Rocker?
Yeah, that's right, Jimmy.
Well, you do have a wall in between the two of you, so
glass.
It's like
it's only glass. Tear down the walls. Listen to Max Inc. Saturday night, 6 to midnight, across the Civic Media Radio Network.
Smokey the Bear.
Then you know why Smokey tells you when he sees you passing through. Remember, please be careful. It's the least that you can do.
It's what you desire. Don't play with matches. Don't play with fire.
After 80 years of learning his wildfire prevention tips, Smokey Bear lives within us all. Learn more at SmokeyBear.com. And remember,
only you can prevent wildfires.
Brought to you by the USDA Forest Service, your state forester, and the Ad Council.
Matt Mayer on air.
We Energies said the raccoon came into contact with some equipment in a substation. I just have this vision of this raccoon being egged on by his buddy raccoon going, touch them both. See what happens. Do that. Then touch that one.
They're not cute. They're not cuddly. They are disease-ridden, opposable thumb-having little trash pandas.
Matt Mayer on air. Weekdays 10 till noon on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app. The Todd Alba Show.
Terry Barr, host of Slice of Wisconsin here on Civic Media. Mr. Zommers, what is that called?
My Wife is Drunk by Terry's favorite, Alvin Stasinski.
There you go.
Yeah. It's so funny to listen to a polka because you think, where did that song come from?
Right? We actually had one person text during the break there said, how about the Meadow Muffin Polka?
Todd, let's quickly write that and make it.
The Todd Alba Show. Weekdays, noon till 2 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app.
You are listening to your local Civic Media radio station on air. Thank you. Did you know we are always streaming on TuneIn and the Civic Media app too? And if you miss a show or game, find it wherever you get your podcasts or on our website, civicmedia.us. It's easy to listen to your favorite local radio station anytime. Download the Civic Media app from the Apple or Google Play Store, then listen live or whenever you want from anywhere for free.
ABC News, I'm Richard Cantu. New York City officials today to talk about a police officer firing his service weapon inside a Columbia University administration building this week while clearing out pro-Palestinian demonstrators. The bullet didn't hit anybody. Live in the East? Got ground meat in the freezer? More than 8 tons of ground meat sold at Walmart's being recalled.
A consumer alert for customers who bought 6 different types of raw ground meat at Walmart. The recall announced by the U.S. Department of Agriculture's Food Safety and Inspection Service along with Cargill Meat Solutions. The meats, which may have been contaminated with E. coli, were processed between April 26 and 27th of this year. The packages sold in 9 eastern states and all have the printed establishment number EST86P.
ABC's Dave Packer. Connecticut hoping to reopen I-95 at Norwalk by Monday after a gasoline tanker crashed and burned, severely damaging an overpass that is going to be demolished. This is ABC News.
Sports.
Civic Media News. I'm Terry Bell. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. Amtrak will start a second passenger train route between St. Paul and Chicago later this month. The Borealis trains begin service on the 21st. The new trains follow the current Empire Builder route between St. Paul and Milwaukee and the Hiawatha stops between Milwaukee and Chicago. There'll be 8 stops in Wisconsin. Donald Trump telling a Waukesha rally Wednesday he supports the law enforcement crackdown on the pro-Palestinian protest encampment at UW-Madison.
To every college president, I say remove the encampments immediately, vanquish the radicals, and take back our campuses for all of the normal students who want a safe place from which to learn.
Police say 34 people were arrested, but only 4 of them went to jail. And that's what you need to know. I'm Terry Bell, and this is Civic Media News.
The Butts stop here. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. Milwaukee with a season-ending loss to the Pacers, 120-98. The Bucks made a major trade for Damian Lillard. They fired and hired 2 coaches, but still ended the season in the first round of the playoffs again. But after the game, Doc Rivers saying, remember how they won with both Giannis and Dame out Tuesday night.
Listen, we're the first team in NBA history to win a game with your 2 best scorers out. I mean, that's history. That's not like one game or one year. It's hard to do, man. Like, take Jokic and Murray away. You know, go to each team and take your 2 best players away. It's going to be hard. We understood that, but what I loved about our guys is no one wavered. That one guy wavered. Every single guy in that locker room thought, even without those guys, we're still going to win this series. That says a lot about the character of your team.
Baseball, it's the Brewers and the Cubs this weekend at Wrigley Field. The first time Cubs manager Craig Counsell facing his former team. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
Crude and Dom.
Tune in for the Devil's Advocates radio show. Fascism on the march, even here in the state of Wisconsin. The only thing that may preserve democracy, guilty Trump.
The Devil's Advocates, weekdays 4 till 6.
Lots of sunshine today. We'll get to around 71 for a high this afternoon. The wind out of the northwest at 5 to 15. Tonight, clear, 47. Tomorrow, sunshine in the morning. A few more clouds with scattered showers or an isolated thunderstorm in the afternoon. High of 72 by Sunday, sunny with a high near 70. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Outside now, it's 46.
Hey, this is Carrie Joy with your Work Money Minute. All right, we have all had that moment where it is hard to resist an impulse purchase. Last year, I bought this heart-shaped waffle maker because I was like, won't that make Saturday morning so much fun? Well, it turns out when you don't use the darn thing, you don't have that much fun. So here are 2 ideas to help all of us cut back on spur-of-the-moment spending. First, unfollow your favorite brands on social media. Last year, companies spent $68 billion advertising to us on social media. They know that stuff works. And second, make a wish list. I love this. I keep mine in the notes section on my phone. When I see something in a store or online, and I didn't have a plan to buy it, but I really want it, I put it on my wish list. And if I still want it a week later, I check my budget and I see if I can afford it. Somehow, I don't think the waffle maker would have made the cut. For more tips on spending less and making more, head on over to workmoney.org. Take good care.
Covering all the news that affects you with humor and a unique perspective. Matinaire on Air with Jane Matinaire. Weekdays 10 till noon on News from the Center. 107.7 FM and 1450 AM WRCE. And on the Civic Media app. The Todd Alba Show.
State Senator Kelda Royce in Richland County. The UW system made the unilateral decision to completely vacate the campus by July 1st of this year.
It's so short-sighted to think it costs a little bit more money to run it and there aren't as many students, so let's just shut it down. A smart business owner would say, now is the time to invest because we know every person that comes through the door, you're going to get 40-fold the investment from how they're going to be able to give back to our state.
The Todd Alba Show, weekdays noon till 2 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app. The Maggie Dawn Show.
This past week, the far, far right created what they called the Floor Action Response Team. The acronym there is FART. And no such stealth bills came to the floor that would cause the fart to rise. Again, I fact-checked it. That's what they called themselves.
That name really stinks, Maggie. Sorry,
let
I had
the
to.
Puns roll
the
in.
The Maggie Dawn Show, weekdays from 2 till 4, on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app.
Here's a fun fact for you.
The average chameleon can point their eyes in two different directions. On the other hand, the average human can't. So unless you're a chameleon, there's absolutely no way you can focus on texting and driving at the same time. So don't do it, unless you're a chameleon.
Visit StopTextsStopWrecks.org. A message brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration, Project Yellow Light, and the Ad Council.
We've all felt left out. And for people who move to this country, that feeling lasts more than a moment. We can change that. Learn how at belongingbeginswithus.org. Brought to you by the Ad Council.
Fear you may be missing out? We're always streaming on TuneIn and the Civic Media app. Enjoy listening live or catch up by finding the podcast at civicmedia.us or wherever you enjoy listening to your podcasts. You are never far away from your favorite radio station. We're always streaming on TuneIn and the Civic Media app. And if you missed your favorite show or game, listen to a podcast of it anytime on the app or our website, civicmedia.us.
This is News from the Center, WRCE.
I'm Yankee.
On the job till the cows come home. This is the Farm Report with Pam Yonke.
Well, Frank from Elroy tells me as of about 7 o'clock last night, he'd picked up about an inch of rain over the course of the past couple of days. Rainfall reporters, what have you got for me? That toll-free number, our Midwest Farm Report talk text line is 877-301-FARM. 877-301-3276. We're not looking for any exact sciences or anything like that. Just give me an idea what your rain gauge says, maybe something you noticed as far as the way the rain came down, whatever observations you might have. How you doing on spring planting? I don't mean to be facetious about that. I'm curious if you've got some things in the ground. Go ahead and use the talk text line to tell me about that. Again, 877-301-FARM. Weather today is going to be dry, but can't promise you a dry weekend. Sunshine on the way today. Looks like we'll touch out in the upper 60s in the La Crosse area, 73 in Madison. A little cooler along the lakeshore. But then Saturday, more rain in the forecast and scattered showers and thunderstorms also popping up front part of next week. So it's going to be a hit or miss with regards to planting progress. So today is the third day of May. What can I tell you? Let's see. On this day back in 1958, Truman Capote's book, Breakfast at Tiffany's, was published. A lot of folks know that phrase, Breakfast at Tiffany's, because of the 1961 film starring Audrey Hepburn. That was the classic. On this day in 1978, something I bet almost all of us can identify with, the Digital Equipment Corporation sent out the world's first spam email. Yeah, a representative of the company sent out 600 emails and sold computers for $12 million. Since that time, unsolicited bulk emails have become part of all of our world. Started on this day back in 1978. And a milestone to mark, I guess, on this day in 1948, the very first broadcast of CBS Evening News began. Longest-running network news show in the U.S. Congratulations. Happy anniversary. And now you know. Well, Stephanie and Charity are fresh off of an adventure in Washington, D.C. with other farm broadcasters, tracking down all kinds of policy movement and legislation that ultimately impacts Wisconsin agriculture. One of the items that's being discussed right now, maintaining the population of gray wolf, but restoring authority of that population control to states. Charity Seebecker got an update with a Wisconsin congressman leading the charge.
Lawmakers are one step closer to removing the gray wolf from the endangered species list as the Trust the Science Act has passed the House of Representatives. I'm Charity Seebecker from the Midwest Farm Report, and bill co-sponsor Congressman Tom Tiffany says that this marks a crucial step towards addressing long-standing challenges that are faced by farmers, hunters, and rural residents across the nation.
The Trust the Science Act, what it does is it restores to the states their ability to manage wolves. It's it's like most wildlife populations, the federal government stays out of it. They allow the states to be able to manage a wildlife population. And we're saying that should be the case here also. Let the states manage.
Remind us, just how bad is the wolf problem in Wisconsin? It's also a national problem, so kind of give us that perspective.
Yeah, it is. And, you know, it tends to be regionalized for people that don't have wolves. They don't fully understand how much this impacts them. But, for example, we had testimony that said that, well, there's only a few cows that get killed as a result of this. So it affects livestock farmers. I mean, I hear pet owners all the time. We see the stories of pets being snagged from people's porches in rural Wisconsin and rural America. But some will say, you know, there's only a few animals that are taken. That's not the problem for farmers. It is the reduced rate of gain. It's reduced milk production. That's because wolves cause so much discontent in the herd. That's the ultimate problem, is the reduction in production.
And just how many depredations or how many issues or reports do you get roughly?
There's hundreds that are happening across the country and including in Wisconsin. Everybody knows it's a really big problem. The other thing, it's a really big problem for hunters, is that you go into the big tracts of land now, especially in the northern half of Wisconsin, you will not find deer. Deer hunting season is going to become extinct here soon if on the big forests, like the national forests, the state forests, county forests, those public forest lands, it is a real problem because you're not finding deer because wolves have taken most of them.
So the bill did pass, the first step here. So take me through how that went and then kind of what's next now.
Yeah, so we've been waiting to get this bill to the floor. It was about 6 to 8 months ago that it passed out of committee, waiting patiently to hopefully get a vote. Leadership agreed to get it a vote this week, and we were able to pass it through the House of Representatives. Now it moves on to the Senate, and I'm sure hopeful that the Senate will take it up. And, you know, our senators in Wisconsin, both Johnson and Baldwin, hopefully they will lead the charge now to be able to get this done and get it to the president's desk.
And obviously there's no real set. You can't give me a good time. I'm sure like here, it's going to pass this date. But if you had to give an estimate of just kind of how long you think this process is going to take.
Yeah, that's a really good question. Once it leaves the House, I have very little control over it. But the good thing is it's an election year. I mean, when this got done out in Montana and Idaho, a little over a decade ago, it was an election year. And that's when the most pressure comes to bear. And that's what I would urge, you know, farmers, hunters, and others. Now is the time to contact your U.S. senator. Contact Senators Baldwin and Johnson and tell them, this is now the time. You need to get this done because it's the right thing to do. It's the right thing to do in regards to the Endangered Species Act. It's the right thing to do for hunters and farmers. Now's the time. We've heard, let's make sure it's not just lip service that we've been hearing from political representatives. Oh, yeah, we agree. The rubber meets the road now in the U.S. Senate. We hope this gets done. And it is really a critical moment in time. As we come up to elections, this is when things that are thorny issues can oftentimes get done. So take the time to contact your U.S. senator. Tell them that this needs to get done because it is a serious problem. And it's going to get worse if we don't have action where the states can now manage their wolf populations.
That was Congressman Tom Tiffany along with us. Wolves are currently considered threatened in Minnesota and endangered in Wisconsin, Michigan, and 42 other states. But Tiffany says that the science shows Wisconsin's wolves have been recovered, and it's time for the management phase of this Endangered Species Act success story. From the Midwest Farm Report, I'm Charity Seebecker.
If you got to take one for the team, at least look to Bobcat Plus to help you out. Bobcat Plus has been keeping you from the aches and the pains of the tough jobs for years. Bobcat Plus carries new and used Bobcat equipment, and all locations have a full service department, parts, and rentals. They're in Eau Claire, Butler, Appleton, and De Pere, featuring a full lineup of compact wheel and truck loaders, mini excavators, compact tractors, zero-turn mowers, hundreds of hard-working attachments, and so much more. Stop in or visit BobcatPlus.com. Bobcat, one tough animal.
What do you look for in a lending partner? Someone who supports smart decision-making for your farm or ranch, agribusiness, investment, or community. Someone who values relationships. Someone who, when you face adversity, looks you in the eyes and says, "We are here." Find the lending partner you're looking for at Compare Financial. Visit Compare.com to get started today. Compare Financial is an equal credit opportunity lender and provider. Copyright 2023, all rights reserved.
Alrighty, on a Friday morning, the markets in Chicago are actually holding pretty firm right now in overnight electronic trade. I'm currently looking at December corn trading 3 cents stronger, 482. November soybeans are up 7, 1194. July wheat right now, 8.5 higher at 612.75. Barrel cheese yesterday in Chicago gained 2.5 cents to 188. 40-pound block cheese was up 2 cents at 178.75. AA butter, big day, up another 5.25 cents at 305.75 per pound. The fluid milk, June class 3 milk that goes into cheese, currently 24 cents stronger at 1914 a hundredweight. July milk, that's up 25 cents at 1930 a hundredweight. So not a bad way to start off our Friday morning. But I'll tell you what, between the market prices, the unpredictable weather, and farmers largely being isolated through their workday because everybody else is either at school, busy with extracurricular activities, or working an off-farm job to help support the farm. The Wisconsin Farm Bureau Federation pointing out that May is Mental Health Awareness Month, and they really are hoping that rural residents and farm neighbors will pay attention to one another and recognize that every once in a while we could use a little pat on the back, a little moral support. So they are working with volunteers across the state in local initiatives, delivering care packages as part of their Farm Neighbors Care campaign. So they're going to be out there working, trying to bring a little lunch to the farmers that are out there doing duty out in the fields planting, stopping by dairies to give a little bit of a break and a little bit of a chat. Farm Neighbors Care. They're also asking all of you to stop and think, is there somebody out there that has been kind of a bridge of positive connection and help pick up your spirits? They're calling it Heroes of Hope, and they want to identify people that have helped bring hope to farmers or businesses, either in big ways or little gestures. Anybody in the agricultural community, you're encouraged to nominate individuals who have made an impact on the way they conduct business, both ordinarily and extraordinarily. Who is a hero? Nominations close May 20th. You can go to the Wisconsin Farm Bureau Federation's website. That's WFBF.com. And just tap in Heroes of Hope and submit your suggestion, the person you'd like to be recognized today. Coming up next, yeah, the frustration with this weather and trying to get spring planting done, it's not just limited to farmers. Their agribusiness partners feeling it as well. Talking about that with Dean Ebert next.
This is the Midwest Farm Report with Pam Yonke.
News from the center, WRCE, 1450 AM and 107.7 FM.
Richland County's choice for news, talk, and sports.
You're listening to the American Democracy Minute, keeping your government by and for the people. Recent revelations from a disgraced cryptocurrency CEO gives us a glimpse of just how much campaign money flows into our election system, both what gets reported and what's called dark money. In an interview with journalist Tiffany Fong, FTX crypto exchange CEO Sam Bankman-Fried, now in custody in the Bahamas, admitted that he had not only given $40 million to Democrats and Democratic PACs to fund primary races, but he said he also gave an equal amount of dark money to Republican candidates. It's not yet known which dark money organizations, but typically 501c3 and 501c4 nonprofits, limited liability corporations, and other instruments are used to shield donor identities. Citizens for Responsibility and Ethics in Washington has since filed a campaign finance complaint with the Federal Elections Commission. Crew suggested that Bankman-Fried contributed as much as $37 million more than was reported to the FEC and says that while the U.S. Supreme Court's Citizens United decision allows independent expenditure to groups, it doesn't allow those groups to pass through donations directly to candidates. Several politicians, including Arizona U.S. Senator Kyrsten Sinema, have reportedly returned money given to them by Bankman-Fried. We have links to the campaign funding transparency website Open Secrets and more details on the allegations at AmericanDemocracyMinute.org. For the American Democracy Minute, I'm Brian Beal.
The Maggie Dawn Show.
We're going to have policy arguments for the rest of time. But at base, I want my president to be a decent person. I firmly believe that Joe Biden always is trying to do the right thing, that he is a decent man. And in sharp contrast, we've got a man who thinks it's a good thing that stars get to commit sexual assault. And we know that because he said it.
The Maggie Dawn Show. Weekdays from 2 till 4 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app.
Maggie Dawn.
Next up, we've got Lieutenant Governor Sarah Rodriguez. She's going to be talking to me about Trump's visit to Waukesha this week. We'll also have Terry Barr and Civic Media's own news director, Terry Belt.
The Maggie Dawn Show, weekday afternoons from 2 till 4.
You're listening to News from the Center, WRCE.
Green Bay, the site of the Alice in Dairyland finale. Like I said, follow along Fabulous Farm Babe on Facebook if you'd like to see the details. Otherwise, we'll catch you up on all the details come Monday morning. Details matter at this time of the year when it comes to spring planting. Everything from the depth the seed is put in the ground, the rate of our herbicides that we're using, and paying attention to Mother Nature. Talked about that with Dean Ebert. He is the Helena Agri representative in West Bend. He has been out on a lot of farm fields as weather allowed, trying to take care of some of the spring applications farmers depend on to fight weeds and to make sure that our soil nutrients stay in place, even if rain occurs. I caught up with Dean and asked him to give me a little bit of an update on what he's been seeing, what concerns him about this spring planting.
Our crews were pretty hot all week. A lot of pre-plant burn downs going on. Our fields are greener than usual from our warm winter, so a lot of winter annuals are taking off. We're just getting set up now for the first pass of herbicide on wheat before we get into that jointing stage. I see headed out shepherd's purse and pennycress in places. It's kind of unusual. It's on the early side. I'd say about a week early than what we usually see, maybe 10 days. But a lot of pre-plant fertilizer going out. The foundation rates of nitrogen are going out with P and K, if P and K needs to be applied. And grass hay fields, we always recommend nitrogen sulfur. Get that on before first cutting. That's been going out there. So nice steady start so far.
Yeah, and like you said, some things we haven't seen before. You've been fielding calls from people that planted cover crops thinking they'd die, and they're still around.
Just looked at a field of barley that a guy planted last fall I thought would die off with winter kill. Did not happen. It was about 6 to 8 inches tall. We did a burn down on it going to corn to make sure it wouldn't interfere with planting, but some unusual stuff there too.
Have you fielded a lot of questions about, do I have to terminate my cover crop? What should I be doing?
The season guys know that it's best to get that out of the way, and because our cover crops has such a phenomenal winter, they're thick and they're big and they're aggressive. Yeah. So we're doing a lot of those burn downs right now to get that out of the way, especially for corn planting. In our geography, soybeans are more forgiving to plant green into that, but for corn especially, it seems like the planting goes smoother. The seed placement is more proper, mm-hmm. is more timely, is more, what should I say, more consistent mm-hmm. if we have that cover crop burned down and out of the way.
Mm-hmm. What about insects? You know, that's the other thing. We've got, didn't knock down the populations much at all this winter. Have your scouts said anything?
We haven't really seen anything yet, but we are expecting to see higher pressures of corn rootworm because we had no frost whatsoever. Cutworm reports are coming in that they are out there. And again, when we have our cover crops on our green grassy areas, that can harbor an environment where they can nest in and start feeding early when corn emerges. So our scouts are out. We're looking for that. We haven't confirmed anything yet, but it is a watch.
All right. Again, Dean Ebert, along with us from Helena Agri. He's over in the West Bend area. I get rainfall reports from you guys, folks in your area quite a little bit. There's still a droughty swath you're working with over there. You were mentioning that's something you keep in mind when it comes to nitrogen placement.
South of Highway 60, there's always an area there where they can take a lot of water. And applying all week with my own rig, I think I got mud on the tires once or twice. Mm-hmm. Our wet spots have firmed up quickly. We're getting rain now, but it won't be long. And I think the opportunity is going to be there for full bore planting. We'll just have to see what we get here over the weekend. But as far as moisture goes, we get that nitrogen out there. We put stabilizers with it. We get rains like today, especially on a no-till acre. We want to stabilize that so it doesn't volatilize off the surface. But we have a product called Research that also prevents leaching. And it stops leaching on not only the nitrogen, but the sulfur components as well, which the crop needs.
Yeah,
so.
Right. Are you noticing anything else that the crop needs? Or maybe it's more about a soil test. I was hearing some talk from the soil labs that they don't think some of those nutrients that might have been applied last year necessarily work through the soil profile. You seeing anything like that?
You know, our growers are soil testing more and more to really look at where they're at and what nutrients need to be applied and where. The day of just broadcast applying a standard rate is kind of done. You really have to account for all your credits with manure and residue, legume credits from covers or alfalfa burn downs, whatever. There's just not many dollars to be tossed around, and we got to account for everything to make sure we got a profit at the end of the year.
Excellent point. Dean Ebert from West Bend. He is one of the Helena Agri representatives that's out there, not only working face-to-face with farmers, but like he said, he really enjoys jumping in the equipment and getting out there and putting some of those applications on. Keeps him very much connected with his clients and very much connected with the frustrations that they can feel on the weather. So kind of a little look behind the scenes at what the agribusiness providers are facing when it comes to challenges with Mother Nature. You can find Dean and the rest of the crew in Wisconsin at HelenaAgri.com. That's HelenaAgri.com. All right, Monday, we're going to have a complete recap for you from the Alice in Dairyland event on Saturday evening in Sturgeon Bay. You can also follow us as we attempt to stream it on our Facebook page, Fabulous Farm Bay. We'll do our best to get you all the information as it happens. Have a great weekend, everybody.
This is the Midwest Farm Report with Pam Yonke.
News from the center, WRCE.
Burgers stacked with mushrooms on Wisconsin Swiss cheese, or piled high with smoked brisket, crispy bacon, Wisconsin Gouda, lettuce, tomato, sweet barbecue sauce, and a fried pickle, or simply topped with cheese and fried onions, Monk's Bar and Grill offers classic and gourmet burgers for lunch, dinner, and game day. Whatever you are craving, Monk's has you covered with 7 locations statewide. Monk's Bar and Grill is ready for your next game day visit and is a proud partner of Wisconsin Athletics.
A soil health initiative based on a massive expansion of cover crops. Today on Farm to Fork. If you're ready to try a highly effective microbial soil inoculant, then Rizol from ProGrow Bio should be your first choice. Rizol offers multiple benefits like enhanced biomass, bigger yields, and improved soil health. 100% organic and works with conventional or organic crops and comes in a soluble dry form for easy handling and long shelf life. Search the web for RHIZOL from ProGrow Bio.
Hey there, it's Mike Rowe, and if you're out there getting dirty, do me a favor and remember to call or click 811 before you dig. And when I say dig, I refer to any activity requiring boring, tilling, drilling, probing, reaming, plowing, drudging, or even scoping. Anything that causes you to roll up your sleeves a little and dig in requires you to first connect with 811 so that you can avoid all those buried pipes, wires, and cables underground. To sum up, call or click 811 before you dig and visit safeexcavator.com for more information.
Spearheaded by the Soybean Checkoff, the Pork Checkoff, and the National Corn Growers Association, Farmers for Soil Health is on a mission to have 30 million cover crop acres in the U.S. by 2030. Jack Cornell of the United Soybean Board says the group got a $95 million federal grant 3 years ago to pursue that goal.
$70 million of that is going directly to cost share for farmers to take on cover crops. Another $20 million is going towards technical assistance, helping farmers to access those dollars and then also access how to do cover crops or any of those conservation practices. So it's not just a cover crop program. It's really to help them facilitate a lot of different things. And then there's another $5 million there that's really to help facilitate the creation of a marketplace for farmers to participate to sell their commodities that are raised under climate smart practices to really access additional funding.
Cornell says other national organizations got on board and 20 states as well.
state commodity groups participated and said, this is what the technical assistance needs to look like in my state. So some of them are farmer advisors. Some have state commodity staff that's helping them. Some of them, they're working with soil and water conservation districts.
Find out more on the show info page at NorthShoreProductions.com. That's Farm to Fork. I'm Daryl Anderson.
Jane Matinair and Greg Bach.
Coming up on the show, recombobulation with Dan Schaefer, National Space Day, Bob Bonadour from the Planetarium, and Matinair on Air's new ornithologist. Join us.
Matinair on Air, weekday mornings at 10.
I'm Sawyer.
And I'm Shannon.
Together, we're Twin Stunts, the only twin motorcycle freestyle show in the world. We're born and raised in Wisconsin, so we want all our fellow cheeseheads to know that even though we clutch it up, hit 12, and drift in our show, we would never do it on the open road. And there's another thing we would never do on the road. Drive drunk, drive sober, or get pulled over. Together, we can save lives. Learn more at zeroinwisconsin.gov. Wisconsin DOT.
Covering all the news that affects you with humor and a unique perspective. Matinair on Air with Jane Matinair. Weekdays 10 till noon on News from the Center. 107.7 FM and 1450 AM WRCE and on the Civic Media app. Up North News Radio with Pat Kreitlow. Wisconsin's home for daily conversations about the state's latest headlines and stories. Weekday mornings from 6 till 8 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app. This is News from the Center, 1450 AM WRCE and 107.7 FM W299 CD Richland Center, and always on the Civic Media app.